it was certainly true. You've heard the old phrase, when it turns off cool in the fall, it's time to butcher. And that was very true, because he would go out there and we'd kill 4 or 5 hogs at one time, because he had a huge barrel, and he'd fill it with water, build a fire under it, and had him a thermometer. And when the heat got right, well, of course, he'd already killed the hogs, knifed them to bleed them, and they'd drag them in there to close to this barrel. And in the second floor of this old wagon house was a big, what he called, block and tackle. And he would attach it to them hind legs of those hogs and lift them up and down in this barrel of water till the hair come off. They didn't skin them, they pulled the hair. And he'd lay them down into the trough. Everybody'd jump in there. And it was kind of a community thing, as I remember, you know, just like thrashing. When you'd go to thrash, everybody would come to your house, and then you'd go to somebody else's house. It was kind of that same way with butchering a little bit. Plus, there were several kids left around. They always got to help pull hair. Later on, they had to process the meat, and they did different things to the bacon. And probably the only thing that was lost out of that deal was the squeal of the hawk. Because they kept all the fat, and Grandma made what they called chitlins.
Oh, chitlins, yeah.
And lard, made lye soap, the whole works.
They canned the feet. We had pickled pig's feet and knuckles, and oh.
We'd lay them hams out and rub them with salt and brown sugar mix of some sort, and rub that all in them hams to cure them. And then I think they even took them to the smokehouse and give them a good smoke them, and then they'd hang them down in the cellar, and they'd be fine till you needed some.
And was it real delicious?
Oh, yeah.
The pork was great.
You can't even buy ham this day and age that tastes as good as that did.
Yeah, you sure not.
Well, we're talking about butchering. The one thing I can remember, and people are amazed at how chickens are processed, but back then we would pull the heads off of the chickens with a wire hook or something, a rod that would be over their neck. And hopefully the Humane Society won't come after me, because I don't do it anymore. But they would pull the heads off, and then we'd hang them up, or they'd flop around, and then you'd hang them up by their feet so that they could drain. And then you would scorch the feathers off with fire and hot water and pull them off, kind of like the pig's hair Daryl was talking about. And then you'd have your fresh chickens.
Now, there's a saying they run around like chickens with their heads cut off, and the chickens would do that, wouldn't they?
They would. They would flop around, yes.
Yeah, actually that was a kind of a progressive thing, because in the early years, that's the way they did it. They just take a live chicken, put something over their neck, pull on them, and throw them out to flop and bleed. And when I was up in high school, one of the projects I had was raising broilers, and we did it in a much same manner. Then we'd hang the chicken up on a clothesline, and then cut their throat. And they couldn't flop around on the ground, because when they flopped around on the ground, that bruised the breast and things like that. And if you were going to take 3 birds to a broiler show, you didn't want any bruises on them or anything else. So that was a progressive move.
Right.